Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are here at V Pizza, where we're going to be each and every Wednesday night of the 2024 football season. Frederica Knights Coaches Show sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Look at all these Frederica people out there, man. Like, the teachers and faculty, it's pretty amazing. Some parents out, I mean.
Once again, the Frederica faithful outshines every other school in Southeast Georgia, period.
I mean, person for person, we have the most people show up.
And sometimes, you know, raw numbers. People in the big boys, if you will. All right, speaking of big boys, we faced a couple of them this past Friday night down in Callahan, Florida, taking on the West Nassau Warriors. Obviously, they took the money they saved on developing their own logo and uniforms and dumped it into weight training for their linemen. So you told me it was some big boys, and you weren't kidding. Those were some big boys.
Yeah, they, you know, watching them on film, weigh in about 260 across the front line, 260, 270. Their right tackle, 6'6", about 300 pounds, moved well. He's probably a Division One. He's a Division One prospect. I thought number 42, he was just a freshman. He's a Division One prospect as well. So they got some kids down there, you know, but I thought our kids did a pretty good job. We don't fumble the ball in the second quarter and score right there and make it 14-14. It's been a pretty good game. But we fumbled the ball, gave them some life, and then they go in at the half 14-7. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of rotations. We had some guys nicked up, beat up, and then we had some guys gone. So the rotation part of it was challenging for us. We did have a good scheme offensively. You know, it worked really well, but we just didn't have the kids running at times. So, you know, at one point, telling Coach Juergen, I was like, hey, go back to what we did early. And he's like, I would, but we ain't got the kids. So I'm trying to call plays that what kids we got them standing up over there. So I was like, okay. And that's hard to do on a Friday night when you have 25 seconds to get everything ready to go. But I thought overall we had an opportunity there to stay in the game. We made some mistakes. We're young. They're pretty veteranish group. And, you know, we got another challenge coming up this week. So we'll see where we're at. This is a measuring stick week right here.
That really was a freak fumble. I mean, the ball popped straight up in the air. You very rarely see fumbles go that direction. Pass deflections, yeah. But fumbles, yeah, no, not generally a northern direction on those.
Yeah, and it bounced around. I think it hit Stan in the hands, Jordan in the hands, and then finally fell in their guy's hands. And, you know, that's just the way, that's our luck sometimes. But, you know, we'll eventually generate some good luck, and we'll make some plays, and it's just going to take some time. We're young, and we're going to make some mistakes, and we have to be patient with it, but we've got to get it corrected in the next few weeks. And we've got to be able to go out and execute at a high level if we're going to be able to compete.
34-7 was the final score on the evening, and at the half it looked a lot closer than that, especially after you told me when we sat down early in the week, you told me that it was not intentional. I'm still not 100% sure I believe you. Calling for the fake punt on 4th and 23, was it? 4th and 24, something like that?
Yeah. I wouldn't do that on 4th and 23.
So, But it almost worked. It would, I mean, and then with the help of the penalty, it did work. Yes. So but, it was a very, very penalty-prone game, I noticed. It was a lot more yellow flying this past Friday than it was the previous week.
Yeah, they only had 5-man crew, and they missed a few things. They saw some things, and but, you know, hey, we got to do a little bit better going forward, and that's my job, get them ready.
Yeah, I think one of the things we were you're mentioning on that was that long was it third or fourth down completion throw that literally bounced off the 5-yard line and was still called a completion.
Yeah, you know, that. I guess that's my fault. I think everybody in the state of Florida knew it was passing down, except my guys did not. And so they threw it deep and it bounced off the turf and we miss it on a post and then they call it a catch. And that gives them the opportunity to score right there and made it 14-7. If not, you know, it's still 7-7. But hey, we live and we learn. It's a learning thing, and we have to understand game situations, and our kids have to understand looking at the sticks, understanding it's third down and 21. You're looking at screen passes, something, or, you know, inside trap right off the bat. Those are the three things you got to look at. And, you know, we're young. So, as coaches, we got to remind them every single time. You know, it's unique right now, but they'll grow up. They'll get better as we go along. As the season gets there, I think we'll be okay.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, regardless of the fact that it did come out a loss and a moderately lopsided one of that, there was a lot of good that came out of the game. I think that you showed that we're pretty well set at the quarterback position between Stanton and between Breezy and the King. I think we're okay either way.
Yeah, I thought both guys played really well. You know, Stanton did a great job. And then when we didn't have enough people to play wide receiver, he had to go play wide receiver and had to throw Braxton in there. And I thought both guys did a really good job all night long and their playmakers. So, you know, those two guys really, really stepped up, made some plays. Thought Stan played really well at safety on defense, making some tackles on the field, did a really good job understanding what the scheme was. And, you know, we just got to get everybody all on the same page and everybody's got to give that great effort. You know, we played, I thought our kids played really hard. We just didn't play smart at times when we didn't do what we were told to do at times. What we've been coaching them up to squeeze and minimize running lanes and things like that and reading opposite wing backs and things like that. Our kids, they did, and then they got tired, you know, and that happens. And when you get tired, you make mistakes, and you have to be. So the biggest thing is we've done a lot of rotating guys. We did a lot of group stuff this week with them rotating around and getting guys in there and try to prevent that as much as possible, you know. And so hopefully going into this Valwood game, we've got some legs a little bit more because we're going to play a team again that's got 55 kids. They've got a starting offense and a starting defense. So, you know, hey, it doesn't get any easier. You know, this is going to be a tough stretch. 4 weeks, it's going to be tough. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be physical. It's going to be a mental thing too, because you know we play on a Thursday night, then we got to get back to school on Friday, then we're out of school on Monday. You got everything's a shuffle here for a couple of days, and then you got your routine, and then you have to get ready for Tipped Area after Valwood. So we got a tough 4 weeks right here coming up, and you know I think the kids will handle it. I don't know about the coaches; we're getting old, so it's starting to be a little bit of a challenge for us. But I think the kids are starting to get excited. They're starting to see that we're able to get a few things going on offense and defense. So we'll see where we're at.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, and by Advanced Rehabilitation, man, I'll get to it in a minute, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Which, of course, means it's time for us to talk about the health of the team and check in on the injury report, see how things are looking on the MASH unit.
We're pretty healthy. Eli's still a little nicked up with that hamstring. Fuller's got a bicep stress. He's got a strain on it. Coach Gibson got his feelings hurt last week, the wing tee. But other than that, we're doing better, you know. So as we're going through it, you know, we're trying to get it figured out, and the kids beat up a little bit, but you know, the biggest thing is they come in, they work out hard every morning, and taking care of their body, trying to get hydrated. Right now, like you were talking about earlier, the humidity just sucks the life out of you out there trying to practice at 4 o'clock. And you know, we try to go just in pants and nothing, no uppers, no helmet, no nothing, first hour going through walkthrough stuff and going through things. And but still, you're still out there, and like I think the other day it said the temperature was 87, but it felt like 105 because of the humidity. So, you know, they're doing what they can. Everybody's having to battle the heat. So, you know, I think we're getting better and better every week, and you know, it's just going to take some time. Once it starts to cool off, we'll get our legs under us a little bit more. We'll be ready to go.
Now we know about the health of the team. How about the health of the field? It's still about a couple of weeks, but it's been a couple of days without rain now. Knock on wood, has the drainage starting to pick up a little bit?
Fields, and we practice on today. It's in great shape. It's dry. It's ready to go. We've got it cut down to about a half inch. There's, you know, about 2 weeks ago we were practicing on the dirt, but now it's it greened up real good and it's starting to look really good. The field drained well, and you know, we practiced on it today and I thought it was fast, and the kids had a pretty good walkthrough today. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow night.
All right, I know this is probably a little bit of a, I know for a fact this is a bit of a touchy subject, but the three absentees from the game this past Friday night, how much of an impact did that have on the outcome of the game?
Well, like I said, you know, I think that was big because it hurts your rotations. And like I said, we had to change what we wanted to do on offense. You saw a little bit of it in the first quarter and second quarter where we were just running jet sweeps and getting the counters and everything else. We were gaining 10, 8, 20 yards at a pop, and that was what we wanted to do because we knew that they were 270 pounds plus in the middle. It wasn't like we were going to line up and just run right at them and beat them up. So the biggest thing was is to try to get them on the edge, outflank them, and then hit them up inside. And I thought we did a really good job of that until we got tired, you know, and then you didn't have the bodies to do it. So that was a big effect, you know. But, you know, they're back. Hopefully they can come in, help us this week, and get some playing time and help us pull off a win, and that'll be huge because no one's picking us to go over to Valwood and win right now. We're the underdog, and like I told the kids earlier this week, we've been on top of the mountain once before. We know what it's like when everybody's coming after you, and so Valwood does too. So here's the thing. We got nothing to lose and everything to gain, so you got to go in there and just play fast, have fun, and get after it. And that's what I told the kids this afternoon. Hopefully that's what we do when we get off the bus. Don't be nervous. Don't be worried. Ain't nobody expecting you to win in the first place, so let's go out there and execute and play really, really hard and get after it.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The one big thing, I think the biggest difference between week one and week two was the fact that Jordan Rollins just couldn't find any space to run up the middle. Was there really that much of a step up from Savannah High versus West Nassau?
I think it's just the sheer size of them up inside. They had guys that could eat up some gaps and, you know, it's going to be a challenge, you know, this week with Valwood just because of their speed on defense. But for us, you know, we're going to have to hit it. We've made some adjustments in the backfield this week. And Jordan's getting beat up a little bit. He's undersized running back, so we've moved him around. But Hayes is getting a lot more touches. We've just thrown some people in the fire, too. Like I said there earlier in the week on one of them is we told some of these guys, you're going to play. Get in. And too bad. You're just going to get the reps and you're going to get better or you get beat up. And then I told them even in film, some of you are going to get beat 2 out of 3 plays, but you just got to get used to it and get better from it because as much as you want to practice and hope that you get better, you know, game experience is really what you learn from. And then you take that away and you're like, oh, okay, I've got to do this a whole lot better. I've got to do this a bunch better. And so just going to throw them in there and we're going to find out what we're made out of because, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but we've been in a lot of challenging environments since I've been here, so we're not really scared of anybody.
Like you said numerous times, like I've said numerous times, you don't get better playing worse teams.
Right, and we're going to play, again, the defending state champ and Tift area next week, which I think is one of the top 5 teams right now in the GIA, and then we get to play Stratford, which may be one as well. So, you know, we're going to play 3 really good teams along with West Nassau for these 4 weeks. It's going to be a grind for us, and we're going to have to find out, you know, how tough we are and how much mentally can we take. You know, can we handle it? Can we go out there and play? And that's the part of it that people don't understand when they watch it. They look, and sometimes you see other teams, you're like, what are they doing? And sometimes we're asking the same question. What are we doing? It's not what we went over, but the fatigue, you know, mentally being tough and being able to go out there and execute is the biggest thing. We have to go out there and do those things, and we got to get better and better every week.
So heading over to Hayhira, take on the Valwood Valiants this Thursday night. That's tomorrow from when this cast was recorded.
Yep.
Let's be honest. Valwood, as far as the non-region opponents that you play on a regular basis, this is probably the one that we're the most familiar with.
Yeah, when we start the rivalry in 2013 or 14, and
yeah,
we've played
so.
For now 10 years. Wasn't much of a rivalry early on, and then, you know, I think we beat them 2 or 3 years there in a row, and they upset us once, I think, and then we beat them again, and then now they've kind of controlled, they've been in control here the last couple of years, they've won the last 2 years, so They were the big dog on the block when we first started playing. Everybody was like, "Coach, what are you doing?" Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out where we're at. And that's, I mean, we're back to that point. It's been a complete 360. We're going to find out where we're at right now and what we have to improve on. And maybe we can go out there and shock them. I feel like our kids, if we play good and do as we've been told, we make some breaks, we got a chance to pull it out. And, you know, we got to do a lot of things right. And they got to make some mistakes, and we got to capitalize on the mistakes. But it's one of those things where it's a measuring stick game, you know, and we've got to go out there and play hard. And I think the game plan is pretty good. I think defensively we fixed some things today. Offensively, I kind of like what we're doing. I think it looks really good right now. It puts people in some binds, hopefully, for them, and we can hit some stuff down the field. Stanton's looked really good. Him and Braxton both have done a really good job all week, and I thought today Stanton looked outstanding in the walkthrough stuff. So, you know, I'm excited to get off the bus and get ready to go.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaching Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on Bishop Media Sports Network.
Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak still here with you. And this segment is brought to you by Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. All right, so you know, the Valwood guys, like we mentioned right before the break, very familiar with them. You know, have got about an 11-year rivalry going on with them, very familiar with it. The last time we met, however, was in the semis last year in the playoffs. It ended our march to Mercer 1 week shy of the goal. Is this year's...
Are we
at
Frederica?
What's happening?
I don't know.
You got yourself a little alarm going.
Security.
All right. Let's see if I can pause this real quick. All right. Well, they haven't managed to stop the sirens yet, but we're going to go ahead and push on. So, as I was saying, last time we met against Valwood was the semis last year, ending in March to Mercer a week early. Does this year's Knights team look at this game as a payback game?
I don't know. They're young. They're trying to feel their way around.
I see at least a couple of heads nodding over there.
I think the seniors and the juniors probably have that mentality right now. You know, they want to go out there and play really, really well. It's going to be, you know, they're a different dynamic, too. They had a lot of really good athletes last year. Malwood did. They got some really good ones this year. But it's a different group. Zero's gone. Five's gone. They got 1-4 back there still, and they're still really, really talented. And we're going to have to play really good on defense, control those guys. Their offensive line's kind of been rebuilt, retooled, but they've done a good job going out and finding some guys and getting them in and retooling it. So their offensive line's really solid. Their defense is very fast. I think their defense returns 7 or 8 guys, and their defense is really, really good. So, you know, they fly around, and we're going to have to find some chinks in the armor, and hopefully we can hit a few things here and there and get lucky, you know, and make some plays. So it's just one of those things that we have to do. And, you know, it's the nature of the beast. You got to make some plays when they're not ready, not when they recognize it, and you can hit it and get down the field and make some big plays and get some scores and get some momentum.
Now, obviously, last year they knew that the ball was going to number 4, and it tried to stop him, wasn't particularly very well able to do so, but the defense was just not able to stop the team last year. How well do you think this year's Knights, the more balanced attack, is going to stack up against the Valwood defense?
I think the balance will be really, really good, I think. But, you know, they're a veteran group. They understand what they're doing on offense and defense, so they're going to execute really well defensively. Offensively, they do things that put their two best players, you know, in a position to make plays. So we have to execute really well, and we have to go out and play like we know what we're doing. And we've had to fix a few things. We got some young guys. So, and the biggest thing for us, we got to rally on defense and get downhill and put a little pressure on them on offense. And, you know, and hopefully our balanced offense of not knowing exactly where to go, it's not all the way completely there yet, but hopefully we get to that point to where we're at that point. And down the road in hopefully 3 or 4 weeks, we can get a good rotation with the balance and get the ball out in playmaker's hands and create some creases up front. So, you know, we're a work in progress, but if we can make some plays and hit them on a few things, I feel like we can play, we can hang around, make them make some mistakes. We got a chance.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I love how every single one of us, from freshman up to senior citizen, turns into a kindergartner when the fire truck goes rolling by. It's like, ooh, fire truck. Well, all right.
We knew it was coming.
Fire alarm's been going off for 7 minutes, something like that. Yeah. So it's been a little while. So
they may not know where to turn it off, though. So I noticed they're driving around the building.
Oh, there is that, yeah. 1 minute. One minute. All right.
Sorry.
Has anybody heard any good jokes lately? There's a guy that went and stole a train. I can't tell that joke. Actually, I can tell that joke, but I can't tell that joke and have my wife find out about it because she's sick to death of it. Anyway, all right, so we've got about 3 minutes left in the show. Let's do the three things thing. We can stretch it out a little bit. Three biggest things, and let me see. I'm gonna get out my Melnack cards here and see if I can figure out what you're going to say. Gotta take advantage of any mistakes that Valwood makes.
That's one.
Got to try and play penalty-free football.
Yeah, that would help.
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. It's the sirens distracting me.
I think
so. What are those three things?
I think this week we got to limit their big play capability. If we can limit big plays on defense and make them have to grind it out, I think they might make some mistakes. Their quarterback and their tailback, those guys can bust them, and they did that against Brookstone. 95-yard runs, 50-yard runs, 60-yard run. You know, we got to make them grind it out. And if we can do that, eliminate the big plays for them, and then offensively sustain some drives, eat up some clock, you know, and hopefully we can win the turnover battle, like you said, and, you know, capitalize on some of their mistakes. If we can do those things, I think we're right there in it, and we got a chance to come out of that thing with a victory. And, you know, but a lot of things got to happen, and we're going to be at Valwood, and you know and I know that's a pretty good rivalry between us and Valwood. They love playing us. We love playing them. It's been one of those things that, you know, we've been the top of the food chain now for 5 or 6 years. We're their program and our program's Final Four teams for, you know, I'm trying to think, from 2018 to now, we've been in the Final Four four times,
yeah,
three times, and they're in the same boat as us. So when you're in that Final Four playing for those state championships, as much as we have been here lately, and they have, you know, you're that upper echelon. I always laugh because they put that preseason ranking out there, and you got Valwood, and then you had John Mills, and you had us, and I'm like, we got 24 sophomores and freshmen, and they're putting us ranked third, you know. And so, you know, it's one of those things. It's a standard that we've set, and hopefully, you know, we're able to continue that standard and that culture that we've created at Frederica. And we're going to continue to work hard. Like I told the kids today, don't worry about the scoreboard at the end of the game. Go out and just play. Have a great time. Again, put it all out there, you know. We have nothing to lose. Go play hard. And have fun. Jump around. Have some emotion. Have some intensity, you know. And hopefully at the end, it's in the right. We got more points than they do, and we come out of there with a win. But, you know, we've been on this road before, going over there, and them being number one, us trying to figure out an identity, and we pulled it off. We burned the boats at one point, and we pulled off a victory there. Nobody had beat Valwood in 5 or 6 years at home, and we beat them at homecoming 1 year. So
I remember that. It was the homecoming heartbreak to 1 year.
And so, you know, it can be done, and that's what you got to do. You got to go in there, and you just got to go play hard and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, real quick side note before I wrap things up, is every time you bring up that how heavy this class is with freshmen and sophomores, gets me really excited about the next 3 years of Frederica football. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, we got to develop, and we got to stay with it. And we got to keep our nose to the grind, and we got to work hard every day, and that's what it's going to take for us to be successful. At Frederica, you know, these guys work hard, and they're going to play hard. They got to give great effort. We just got to get better and better every day.
Frederica Academy Knights head down Highway 82 to Hayhira, Georgia, in legendary Titletown, Lowndes County, Georgia, to take on the state champion, Valwood Valiants. Tomorrow night at 7:30 kickoff, or tonight, depending on when this gets posted. Thursday night, basically, is what I'm trying to say. No Friday night lights for us this week. Come join us. It's always a fun trip, and they are a very hospitable road location to go play. So thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with the head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off after Coach Derrick wraps us up with those two magic words.
Go Knights.